News platforms. How dangerous is this new way of life? We welcome our professor of marketing at Concordia University, research chair in evolutionary behavioral sciences, and author of the book, The Parasitic Mind, How Infectious Ideas Are Killing Common Sense, Dr. Gad Saad. Doctor, good to see you. Thanks so much for coming on. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Look, the people doing the canceling, as you know, are the same people protesting for inclusivity and acceptance. Do you see the irony in that?
Oh, boy, do I ever. That's what my whole book that you kindly just mentioned at the start of the intro is all about, right? A lot of these so-called progressive ideas are completely logically inconsistent. And so I see the irony all too well.
Well, one of the examples would be the latest to be canceled that is making its round on social media. Longtime public favorite Ellen DeGeneres. Actually, rumors, allegations began to swirl around last month about producers and mistreating staff, although none accused Ellen herself, but folks on the show. And Ellen apologized, and now hashtag replace Ellen was trending on Twitter yesterday with suggestions for who's next in line to kick off her own show. Kick her off. Ellen has been worshipped, as you know, with her 12 days of Christmas she does, worshipped by her fans, but now they want to cancel her. It kind of shows you into what you've said, but how far does cancel culture go?
Well, this is what I call orgiastic self-cannibalism, right? The proverbial snake that begins to eat its own tail, right? If you think of ISIS, ISIS kill the people that they kill most frequently are other Muslims who they consider to be not sufficiently pure in how they practice Islam. The exact same thing happens with the so-called progressive folks. Once there's no longer, you know, orange man bad folks to go after, they start turning on their own for not being pure enough, for maybe appearing with George Bush at a sporting event and so on. I'm referring here, of course, to Ellen.
Yeah, and I just to be clear as well, a statement did come out, not an official statement, but folks among her staff are saying that she is not going to be canceled. They are going to move on to shoot her show. An official statement has yet to be seen on that. Back to what our other point was, Barry Weiss called cancel culture something like social murder, unable to recover. Do you agree with that? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, so listen, I come from the Middle East. My family and I escaped Lebanon. We're Lebanese Jews. In the Middle East, if we don't like what you're saying, we cancel your head from the rest of your body. It's called we behead you. In the West, we can't yet behead people, but we could behead their reputations. We could behead their job prospects. We could behead by ostracizing them from the cool kids. And so it is exactly a form of beheading, but again, it's a more gentle version of it. But by the way, what Barry Weiss is documenting is something that some of us in academia have been warning against for 20 plus years. In academia, we shouldn't have forbidden knowledge, and yet you have what's called forbidden knowledge. You can't discuss sex differences in your research, and certainly you can't discuss them if the results come out contrary to the progressive orthodoxy. You can't do racial differences. Noah Carl, a British sociologist, was canceled at Cambridge University because he attended a conference on intelligence where some racial issues were discussed. A whole bunch of very prominent scientists were canceled because they made some off-color joke. In some cases, it wasn't even off-color. It was a very innocent joke. They were canceled, including a Nobel Prize winner, Sir Tim Hunt. So the capacity to cancel others has really, truly reached a grotesque level.
Do you think that they're looking just for perfections at this point? And no one is that, by the way. And I hope, Dr. Gad Saad, I hope you don't get canceled for coming on my show. Hope to see you again. We appreciate the time. Again, that's Dr. Gad Saad. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers. All right. Stay with